If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city be saved.
What are we going to do with the time?
That was Rip. This is John Constantine.
That bolt of lightning shows
the future.
Because you can inspire.
In the future, my name is Barry Allen.
Oh, doubtful, mate. You see, I am an accomplished warlock, an expert of the occult, and a master of exorcism.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
Absolutely. Heroes.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to DC on RMD, Legends of Tomorrow edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, take us mobile. Find us on demand through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Just search DC on RMD. Find us there. Follow us. Subscribe. Leave us a review. All of that good stuff. Today, we're going to talk about the second to last episode of Legends of Tomorrow, Season 4, Episode 15, Terms of Service. Neron, who is now basically just evil Ray, uses an app to collect souls while Constantine is in hell trying to save Ray. This was directed by April Mullen, written by Grain Godfrey and Uba Mohammed.
I think I like Legends being shorter.
Me too.
It's so weird to think about it. I really wish everybody would kind of go to this format of 16, 17 shows and just being good with it.
So here's the thing too. Over this past weekend, Lucifer got canceled on Fox and got put on Netflix, and the new season came out, season 4. It is only 10 episodes. All of it was good.
It's so much tighter, right?
Each episode was like chunk of story. Here is the progression from that. Here is the progression from that. Here is a new twist and more progression. Like each episode. And they still had the same formula. The characters were still the same. All the motivations were the same, but there were new twists. It's exactly what a follow-up season should be.
How long were the at each episode-ish?
Like 40 minutes or something.
Okay, so it's no different than we're really getting now. I was thinking maybe they had more time because of the commercials. But yeah, if they're really only doing 40...
I think it was like 45 minutes.
Okay, which is standard. I mean, 42 to 44 minutes is what we get every hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was solid. Honestly, like, it was so... good.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. And they tried new things because they were on Netflix, like great, cool. But really, like, the writing was tight. The plot was tight, you know, the whole season. It started over here and progressed to the midway point. There was some build up, there was the climax, and then there was, you know, the finisher. And it was just tight all the way through. It was great. And I am bummed that there's not more episodes because I binged it in like 2 days. But at the same time, I'm so glad that it was just a great follow-up. There was no filler. There was no crap. There was no fluff. There was no bullshit.
Yeah. And I think we get a lot of that from this show.
And people just want more, more, more.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that when they want longer seasons, when they want more episodes, I saw people complaining online. They were like, this season was amazing, but I just wish there were more episodes. And it's like, no, you don't. Because this season was amazing. You don't wish there were more episodes.
Yeah, just be happy with what you got.
Do 10 episodes, do a special later on in the year, and then follow up with another season. You know, if you really need to fill that void.
Mm-hmm.
They did that with Sabrina on Netflix. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. They did a season 1, and then there was a like Halloween or Christmas special or whatever.
Yeah.
Christmas special, yeah. And then now we got season 2. Like, great, wonderful, perfect. You dropped a little thing in there, a little special episode, to keep people talking about it, to fill a void of not having the show going. And then you wait another few months, drop the next season. I love it. That's a great formula.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. And I love Legends being shorter. Absolutely. I think it makes sense. I think it keeps things a little concise. We've still had a little bit of fluff here and there.
Yeah.
But not to a point where we're like, okay. Like, if we get frustrated one episode, the next episode is like, oh, shit. Well, okay. All right.
Yeah, we don't have weeks or months of going, all right, what about this storyline?
Yeah.
So.
So Gary is kind of back to normal, but still has like a weird sense of confidence from having...
A third nipple?
A third nipple. And from having the power over a fairy godmother.
That's probably the second one.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly. So he takes over the Wayrider, and the fairy godmother is trying to... She can't make him do anything. She's at his beck and call, but she's trying to convince Gary over and over to just... Wish something bad for the Legends. Wish something against the Legends. You know, come on, just do it. Come on. Come on, just send the Legends to hell.
Is it weird sometimes I was sitting there going, how many wishes do you get with the fairy godmother?
I think she's not a genie. It's unlimited.
But in my head, I always go genie. In my head, I go genie. And
you never go full genie. You
never go full genie because you only get three wishes. That's stupid. Why would you ever study to be a genie? Get stuck in a bottle. Become Will Smith.
Oh, God.
I don't know if that's going to any... I mean, I could be eating those words like a month from
now. Right.
Who
totally.
The fuck knows? But I was like... But in my head, I was sitting there. I'm like, how do you... And I'm like, well... I'm like, what is it? Fairly Odd Parents or something? I'm like, my daughter watches that, and I get wishes every damn day. All right. Well, unlimited wishes for genie... Or fairy godmothers.
Yeah.
So...
No, totally.
I want a fairy godmother now.
Definitely. But the problem with relying on Gary to do something nefarious is that unless Gary is possessed by a demon eye nipple, he's not going to do something nefarious.
No.
And even when he does, it's tinged with humor and kind of childish, nerdy desire.
Like Ryan?
Oh, God.
I think Ryan would do more evil stuff. But,
yeah, totally.
But I could also see him wishing for a pool Gary's full of jelly beans.
Gary's a less masculine Ryan. Ryan's like, I'm a man, but like, look at me. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. That wasn't a real description of anyone. What the fuck was that? I don't know, whatever.
I've never seen that side of him.
Well, I guess I have. Yeah, you have. We all have. Anyway, so Gary's wishes were so much more like tame than what the fairy godmother and Neron wanted. His first one was book club. He wanted to force them to have book club with him. He was basically forcing them to be his friend.
Include me.
You don't want to include me? Well, now you've gotta. And you're gonna sit here. You're gonna read this book. You're gonna talk to me about it. You're gonna let me captain the Wave Rider. We're gonna go catch a fairy.
I think this is where the silliness of Legends always works for them. That it's like, no, we're doing book club. Like, this is stupid. We didn't even read this book. And how they sit there and they're like flipping through the book real quick and forcing them to read. I'm like, this is actually funny. But Legends can get away with that shit. Where if this was on Arrow or Flash, most people would be like, this is the dumbest shit ever.
This is so stupid. It's not cool and edgy at all.
Yeah. Like, you can't, you know, what kind of nerd would wish for a book club? And it's like, no, the dude just wants to be included.
Yeah.
That's it.
All you had to do to solve this was go, hey, Gary, we're sorry. We didn't mean to make you feel small and insignificant. You know, you're cool in your own, like, nerdy
you're
way.
You're cool in your own Gary way.
Yeah.
Don't even know what that means.
Right. And when they, I don't know, when Nate and Mick really didn't want to give in to him, you know, he turned the whole crew into babies, nerds, and dancers.
The nerd thing made me laugh.
Yeah, it was good.
I really was like, when he said, and you're just a big baby, I was like, holy fuck, if they put Mick in a goddamn diaper, like, I was expecting him to be, like, in a diaper.
I expected him to turn into an infant.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean...
I was like, no, in my head, I was like, we are going to see this grown-ass man who's supposed to be so masculine in a fucking diaper.
I thought I'm pretty sure he wouldn't do that. I don't know. That's the feeling I get from the actor, but I don't know.
Yeah, he's like, I don't really want to be on this show. I just enjoy it, so I'm here. Don't make me do stupid shit.
I feel like
I was Dracula, assholes.
I feel like the baby like crib and the pacifier and stuff were like enough embarrassment for Mick's character.
Do you think there was like a negotiation going on there? Be like, all right, we're gonna turn you into a baby. I'm not wearing a fucking diaper.
Yeah.
Okay. Bottle? No, I'm not drinking out of a bottle.
Pacifier.
All right.
Well, I think he also wanted to shut him up, so he
put
it in his mouth. And then the fairy godmother, I didn't really realize that it would be a curse. But I suppose it is to be at someone's beck and call constantly.
Yeah, because imagine if you were somebody's fairy godmother right now and you're sitting in here trying to do your own shit and they're like, fairy godmother! Oh, fuck, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Maybe a genie is better because it's three wishes back to the bottle.
Yeah, man.
Reconsidering my magical future.
Yeah, it's better on your end if you're the genie.
There seem to be more rules.
But yeah, I was not expecting that curse thing and for it to get passed to Nora. And what a... Oh God, come on. Just let Mona die. Just let her die. Don't become a fairy godmother. Nora, what in the hell are you doing? You big old softy. Why'd you have to go and do a thing like that for?
I think the Nora thing is going to end up backfiring on Neron and Tabitha.
Oh, I think so too.
Because now Gary's in control of her.
Yeah.
She's part of the team. After that badass speech by Sarah, Gary's obviously part of the team now.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, now we just gave these people unlimited wishes.
Exactly. Exactly.
This could get nuts next week.
They've got some firepower. And Tabitha goes all like maleficent and shit with her like staff, and she's just like a dark witch. Jesus.
Yeah. Somebody said she looked like what, Ursula from
a little bit, yeah.
Little Mermaid.
Little bit. Man.
I thought the whole point was to find her a new body, not necessarily get rid of a curse.
I think this is what that means then. A new vessel for the curse, I guess. I think that was supposed to mislead us so that we wouldn't see it coming when she was nice to Nora.
That was a good play throughout the episode because I really was like, I was buying into the bullshit.
I was too. I was like, oh, this is weird.
Send me to hell. What the hell do I care about you? Oh, cool. You're being nice.
That's a solid point. Also, you're a fellow witch. Okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Oh my God. Yeah, I bought into all of it. I was like, okay. And then at the very end there, I was like, oh, you bitch.
Damn you. You would have tricked me too.
Man, come on. Oh my God, though. Okay. Let's talk about Ray and Neron and Neron Khan and his whole Palmerex crap and him being back from the dead. Hi, I'm Ray Palmer. Yes, that Ray Palmer. Doesn't everyone think you're dead, homie? Like,
yeah.
Oh, is that the reason you can't go back? Like, what? Oh my God. All right.
Was there a Palmer in the hand pun?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
In the palmer of your hand.
Yeah.
Again,
Brandon Routh deserves much better than Legends.
He totally does.
I think the man got that Superman curse on him and is a really good actor. Because, yeah, I completely bought him doing this.
You know what? I think the actors that get on these shows, though, they just like each other. And they enjoy doing this show so much that they're just like, whatever happens, happens. Let's do it.
But now
he gets to work with his wife.
Yeah.
Like, what a cushy situation. You know, what a great time.
And then when he's off in Vancouver, he can do the Hallmark TV movies.
Yeah. He's still doing those, right?
Yeah, he's been in a couple of those. Ooh. Him and Danielle Panabaker has been in a couple. Obviously, those are on at my house a lot. If you wonder who watches the Hallmark Network.
It's Bob.
It's me. I'm really into sentimental, sappy, chocolate-making love stories.
chocolate lovemaking, would you say?
Yeah, that's a different porn that I look up. That's completely different. I can see that on my computer. I don't need the Hallmark channel.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, totally.
I'm going to look up chocolate lovemaking on the studio computer right now.
Perfect. Leave it for Mike. Mm-hmm. But God, how devious and like brilliant was the terms of service thing? Oh, nobody reads those. Oh, crap. Have I been selling my soul to demons for years? Because admittedly, I rarely read a terms of service agreement.
I'm going to look this up, but I want to say if I read something like it would take you like 10 years of your life if you read every word in the terms of, you know, every terms of service agreement you've come across.
Generally, if you read the bold print at the top that says, you know, hey, you agree to this, and then there's an explanation beneath it if you don't understand, I mean, generally, you're more okay. Don't listen to my advice. Just read them.
Because you never know. Your soul could be going to hell.
God, I mean, also, how funny is it that the plots for two of our shows this season involved an attack on the White House? Like the big plans of the villains.
It's the go to.
In Supergirl, Supergirl was framed for attacking the White House. And now here, Neron is like, hey, let's have monsters attack the White House. Let's scare people by fear mongering. The witch chant at Zari was weirdly appropriate.
Yeah.
Everyone sees her with her powers and they're just like, witch, witch. Which, how quickly people join into that. And people would, too. That's what's, like, unsettling about it. When people see something that they're afraid of.
Yeah.
That scares them. They totally just, like, mob mentality.
Yeah,
that
the mob
shit.
Mentality is real.
God. Like a bunch of little ants. Just, oh, this is what we do now. Okay, witch, witch, witch. Yeah, you just scare people into trusting his app, download it, share, protect each other, share your sightings so that we can find them, help each other. You know, you have the power in your hand. Don't let the world go crazy and get attacked.
Yeah, then it's just like when he's checking the app and he's like, only 3,000 or whatever it was. Like, oh, we need to
attack the White House.
Attack the White House.
Yeah.
Make the fear. Fear might not exist, so we will make it.
Yeah. I was proud of Charlie this episode, though. I was proud of her being like, I'm not going to go back to prison. Like, I don't want to get locked up again. I don't want to do that. I don't really want to put myself in danger. And like, the glimpse into Zari's, you know, childhood life and stuff like that. And them popping back into her house and her talking to Charlie saying, hey, listen, I ran when my brother told me to run, and I've never forgiven myself for it because I escaped, but, you know, my family was not so lucky. Yeah, man, I was proud of their interactions and of Charlie going, all right, you know what? Yeah, I've bonded with this team. This is my team. And these people that are these monsters, these creatures, whatever, they are like me in that they're totally... We're a misrepresented group and we're in danger from Neron, and let's just get on out of here. I'm upset that she got captured after that, but I did see it coming.
Yeah, it was definitely there. I mean, you want somebody has to, right?
She sacrificed herself.
And we know she's going to get rescued.
Totally.
And, you know, or you know, try to be forced into this shapeshifter.
I hope. Oh, God. Yeah, their plan for her is to have her shapeshift into other monsters and, like, attack the White House or whatever. Just, oh, God. I didn't think about that. I didn't think about her shapeshifting into other creatures other than, like, humans.
Yeah.
But when the fairy godmother, when Tabitha was like, we have all of them right here in one, one small package. God, how are they going to pull that off?
There's got to be some kind of other voodoo going on that's going to change. Like, what? Because there's nothing they can say to her that's going to be like, oh, yeah, that seems cool. Like,
right.
All right. Well, or like, what are they going to say? We can save Rey if you do this, or like, maybe. I just don't see an answer.
I don't know. But the bottom line, no matter what, Zari left the freaking dragon age with her dragon egg with her younger age self. Game?
You're fine.
My brain is skipping ahead a few words. I just want to talk about dragons. Zari left her dragon egg with her younger age self back in that time. So the egg has hatched. Little Zari's taking care of it, keeping it secret, keeping it safe, Lord of the Rings style. The dragon's got to be, like, if the dragon is still here, we're still focusing on it. We were still protecting it, and now it has hatched. The dragon's got to be a part of this, like, this whole finale episode, right? Like, it's got to be a part of things. They've got to use the dragon against Neron or something.
It has to, but I'm thinking in my head, I'm
it's a baby.
It's a baby. Yeah, exactly. You're like, we're talking, like, little dragon.
Little baby dragon.
Like, so.
Little baby.
What is it going to do?
I don't know. Or do they get a dragon for next season? Who even knows?
It's just what they ride around on.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're going to take the jump ship? I got the dragon.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Yeah. It just has to be like a bigger part of what was going on. But again, I just, we know how small the egg was. It's not like the dragon can be full-sized tomorrow. Let's say microwave it.
Right.
I don't know if that works.
I don't think that works.
I've never had a dragon. I have no experience with dragon raising.
I'm sad about it, though.
That you never had a dragon?
Never had a dragon.
We go through life never having a dragon.
It's a hard knock life. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about health.
That Irishman there is a leprechaun.
So sorry, are you being serious or racist?
Both, love.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
A woman has shot herself while using Snapchat.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so.
Please tell me she's dead.
Jesus.
Hey, I second that.
No, if you're stupid enough to take a selfie with a gun that has live ammunition in it,
yes,
and it goes off, Darwinism.
Well, they took the gun filter away, so she had to use a real gun.
But foolishly playing with her uncle's .40 caliber pistol when she pulled the trigger and shot her cell phone.
Unfortunately, she...
.40 caliber is not a small rat.
Powell suffered.
What's going on over there? I'm just Snapchatting, Dad. I'm just Snapchatting. Come on, Quantum Leap song.
I'm trying
to find out Dr. Snapchat gets home. Please hurry up with the Snapchat, Debbie.
She came.
For more Rain Man, visit rainmanshow.com.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, RAINMAN, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. Plus,
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. Go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus the 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code RAINMAN. Again, that's RAINMAN. Because without it, no free stuff. That's RAINMAN at adamandeve.com.
In hell. How did you feel about this section of the episode.
Hell didn't seem that bad to me.
Yeah, it seemed just like a...
I mean, I've seen shitty parts of cities like that. And they were at bars and strip clubs and everything else. Just like in my head, I just pictured tortured souls and tormenting like nonstop.
I mean, it was just kind of like a hedonistic place more than anything else. Like people just doing what they want. It looks like, yeah, there are doors where people get tortured, but maybe it's just all the demons hanging out. Maybe the demons have it cushy. Right?
Because yeah, that's just like the cool area.
I think that that's just like where the demons hang out. And then the people that are supposed to be tortured in soul, like then they go to their day job and they go torture the people. It seems more like that's what's going on than anything else.
I will buy that.
Because like the twist with Astra.
Did you like that?
In a weird way, yeah.
Like, does it do anything for the Constantine character going forward, knowing that
totally
this is, you know, well grown up? Okay, let me reset this real quick. It's so weird because it seems like such a known storyline to us who have mm-hmm. watched Constantine. I wonder what it feels like to
if you had
no clue. Because at first, when they were showing her when she was young, I'm like, are these clips from the NBC show?
Some of them were. I
thought
think.
They right. It definitely looked like it. And I'm looking at John and I'm like, he looks different. I'm like, I think these are old clips. And then, you know, magically she's grown up and like, I'm like, oh, fuck. She's against John now. John's been trying to fucking save her since season one.
Mm-hmm.
20 whatever years ago. That's not even been that long, but whatever. And now I'm like, oh, wait, Legends people don't necessarily understand what's going on right now.
Yeah.
I wonder what, like, just the Legends viewers feel about, like, that. Because it was such a big deal to me to watch, like, this person that he's been kind of tormenting himself over for as long as we've been introduced to this character on television. I mean, technically in comic books and everything else, have that storyline of turning against him.
Yeah, I don't know. They've touched on it enough that I think it was they told us, you know, that even if you hadn't watched it before, you would know, you know, you're responsible for this. Neron brought up Astra a few times. It's been teased. It's been talked about. I think that it's important. I don't know. I think people know. I don't think it carries as much weight, but I think people know, you know, that it's obviously like a haunting thing from his past. And those clips were absolutely from the NBC show. That's Nergal.
Did you go Google Foo it real quick?
Yeah, I did. I totally did. Because there's no way they recreated that. They just used the clips. They look exactly the same.
I was like, I hope so. You goddamn bought the
show. She looks exactly the same.
Yeah, that's what I was like. And I didn't want to be like, oh, look at the white guy thinking all black kids look the same. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's the same chick.
No, I'm looking at screenshots from the NBC show.
Okay. Woo, not a racist.
You did it. Proud of you. Proud of you. I don't know if that's the only qualifier, but
hey,
you know what? It's a win.
Thinking point all one race looks the same is...
Yeah, it's a very clear identifier of racism. Yeah. I think... So Constantine gets... He swindles his way to talking with like the devil triad and gets offered the choice because they want to torment him, chooses Astra. It's obviously the wrong choice, but I think it clears up a lot of his own guilt. I think he's still going to beat himself up a little bit because he's like, she could have had a normal life on Earth.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, she's made the most of it. She has taken ownership over her existence. She has taken ownership of her life and her choices, and said, you know what? I didn't stay a scared, crying little girl in hell. I took what was in front of me, the only option I had. Instead of sitting and waiting to be rescued, I decided to become strong and move forward in the only way that was, you know, set in front of me. And honestly, I think there's a little bit of relief there. If I were Constantine, I would still feel a little guilty because she did turn into this kind of evil person.
Yeah. You made the best out of a bad situation.
But yeah, what else were you going to do?
You're surviving.
Stay crying and terrified for you know,
eternity?
Yeah, for so long down in hell, just crying and screaming and waiting for John. Or do you go, okay, this is all I have. This is the only life I have. I do not have the means to escape. I do not have the means to get to come back to Earth. What do? I survive. So, yeah. And she doesn't want to go back to Earth. So he's going to feel a little guilty still. But honestly, at the very least, she's not just some crying little baby in a corner.
Yeah. Back to the hell triad there.
Mm-hmm.
Good casting.
Yeah.
They were all like equally creepy without having to like overdo a makeup.
But obviously different.
Yes.
Too. I loved it. It was great. And the one, I think that shorter, kind of stouter guy that had the teeth. Do you notice that? The sharp teeth?
Oh, no.
Oh, really? It wasn't Beelzebub. It was the second one.
Okay.
Oh, man.
It just shows you they can do a lot to people without putting them in bad suits to make them mummies.
Yeah, man. It was... come on. I don't know his name. But it was the second one. And it was, he had these like thin, sharp teeth, and it was just a subtle little bit of like demony makeup, sort of prosthetic-y stuff. It wasn't really prosthetics either. It was fake teeth, but still, you get what I mean.
Yeah.
And it was a cool, just like, oh, I didn't catch it until the second time he was talking and it kind of zoomed in on his face and it was like a 3/4 profile. And I was like, oh shit, that's cool. That's a nice touch. They didn't have to do a lot. They were just three creepy devil dudes in suits. Exactly the kind of like tricksters I would expect to meet in hell.
Yeah.
You know?
We got a little hell gangsters there.
Yeah. I loved it.
Like the old Italian style.
I loved it. It was such a good choice. I didn't see anything of note in hell other than Astra. I don't think there was anything there that was recognizable either to DC or specifically Constantine.
Nah, either did I. I know we had talked a little bit about it last week.
Seeing
if we were going to get any kind of major Easter eggs, but you're right. There was nothing there that stood out, you know, or anything that made me want to go even look it up.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when they do the Easter egg things, there's that weird centering of the shot when they're framed out perfectly in the middle. You're like, that person's somebody. How do you know? Because why the fuck did they walk in front of the camera, you know, in front of Constantine and the camera?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think there was anything. I don't think there needed to be, but
no, we always look for those things.
So now we're at the point where Nora is cursed as the fairy godmother. She was sent to hell to go help Rey and Constantine escape hell. Constantine is now stuck with Astra, who is torturing him. And Rey is still wherever Rey is, has not been found. They know that Constantine's looking for him, but maybe not Nora. Who knows what's going to happen? But it's going to be another episode with hell, and it's going to be Nora having to rescue Constantine and then find Rey, probably. Or maybe vice versa, but I don't know. It seems more likely that she should find the person who's more knowledgeable on hell.
I'm excited about the finale next week.
I am too.
I know we were kind of critical on like the whole bringing on Constantine, or at least I was bringing on Constantine and not really being Constantine centric, but I think it's playing out real well. And I guess, you know, being the overseer of all four shows, Legends is still the only one that I really look forward to all the time.
Yeah, consistently.
Yes.
And
it's honestly the best show out of all of them. So, and I know I'm going to have something like I could sit here for the next 3 hours and just start spitballing. We're going to have a dragon, a fairy, and a garden gnome be in a fucking fight next week.
Yeah.
And it could happen.
And
it also could be weirder than that. They turn into a transformer.
Right. It could be so much weirder than that. You never know. And then on top of that, on top of all that weird, cool weirdness, they also managed this season to give us closure on the NBC Constantine series.
Uh-huh.
Without having to, within the confines of a different show, you know, because they didn't get to do Constantine season two and keep going with the Bruja and stuff like that and the Brujeria. But, you know, noting that you can't just continue that whole story and you have to accept that time has happened in between there, mm-hmm. they still managed to give payoff to that season. They still managed to give fans like us that watched the NBC show, loved Matt Ryan, said, oh my God, please put him in something else. We love him. And we want closure from that show. This Astra thing feels like enough payoff for me.
Oh, yeah.
And having the main villain be a demon who is out for John, that's enough for me. This feels good. And I'm happy with it. I'm excited. I'm satisfied with what they've given us this season. It's been a good mashup, I think, of being Legends, giving the other Legends characters new development, new arcs. Just when I thought that Sarah didn't really have more room to grow or go through much of anything different, her struggles with Ava came to a specific head. And then, you know, they've been actually working through it like adults, etc. Yeah. Like we've been given stuff, you know, for all of the characters. We could, you know, have something taken away. I'd be cool with having Mona be taken away. Hopefully she dies as Mona a sacrifice. Dies. I don't know.
God, the dragon eats her.
That's my one thing. If anything needs to happen, it needs to be Mona going away. That's it. Like, that is it. That's my only request for next episode, because I know whatever I think.
It's just this Legends of Tomorrow and it's all dun-dun-dun and like Mona disappears. Like, see you next season. You're like, yes! Best ending ever!
Right? She did. Yeah, man. Because like on Supergirl, we sat around and we were like, all right, what do we need from next episode? What storylines need to wrap up? What has to happen? What do you want to happen? What are your, you know, expectations and I don't know, guesses on what's going to happen? But here in this show, there's no point to doing that.
Because it ain't going to work.
Because it ain't going to work.
Yeah. No matter what I could say, again, even joking around. Of a dragon, the garden gnome, and a mummy turning into a giant transformer to fight somebody. It could happen, or it could be fucking way weirder than that.
Yeah.
So Legends, it's not even worth it.
Legends is like, you know those like sexy dice that they have where it's like, you just, that like the two different dice have different
mouth
on. Yeah, yes. Yeah. It's like that, but with this show. It's like they have weird plot sexy dice and they just like shake them and drop them, roll those dice, and whatever sticks like and in a good way.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's so random.
So I mean, obviously we know that this story with Neron has to wrap up, and we got closure on Astra, and cool. That's all I need. That's and then
bring
Mona
on next week, right?
Mona go away.
Yeah, die Mona.
Yeah. Have Mona, I don't care. Take her to a fucking farm and let her, you know,
run with the other wolves.
Yeah. Or lie to everyone, go put her down in the backyard, bury her, and then come in and say, we sent her to a farm. Like, I don't give a shit. Her.
It's all the other.
Yeah.
Like, you just hear the gunshot.
You're
like,
oh,
Mona ran away.
Dump her in Hawaii. I don't care. I'm hoping that she'll run off to Hawaii and be like, this is where I need to be.
These are my people.
These are my people now. I want to live in Konane's memory. I don't care what happens to her.
Apart.
Yeah, right? As long as she's not here next season, that's all I care about. And that's it. That's it. If she wasn't a werewolf, I probably wouldn't. I'd probably be like, yeah, keep taking care of mystical animals. Pop in now and then, and I don't give a shit. But this whole storyline with her has been the weakest part of the season, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
But other than that, yeah, just bring on the weird. Bring on the weird. Bring on the hell. Like, I am into it. Let's go. Do we save Ray or do we say goodbye to Ray?
See, this is always the tough part. Dude, I hate these questions because I like the cast as it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most complete cast, like, I think we've had, to where I just don't want anybody to go away.
Yeah.
And so
I do not wish ill on any one of the actual Legends members.
No, it's not like, all right, time to replace them. They've run their course. So, yeah, I hope Ray and Nora stay around.
Yeah.
You know, and Charlie and just like the iterations of who we have, the characters we have now just work for me. I don't want anybody. I don't even want John to go away, really, unless they have something else for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Me either. Unless DC Universe has gotten a hold of the rights to him and they're going to stick him in Swamp Thing.
Yeah, unless there's something else for him. I don't want Matt Ryan to be stuck not doing Constantine.
Yeah.
So
stay Constantine forever, Matt Ryan. Yes. You sweet, sweet angel. He's just the nicest. I'm worried. And I think that thought just hit me too. You know, do we say goodbye to Ray or do we save him? Is he going to make it out? Because they're, you know, the only reason I say it too is because he is one of the OG members and they mentioned that. And like,
you think it was some foreshadowing, this people leaving?
Yeah, I don't know. But I hope he comes back. And if he does, maybe he and Nora go away and lead a life together. Maybe they work for the Time Bureau and maybe Ray does his own thing. And I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But I think if we see anyone leave, Ray would be that person. And I'm a little bit concerned because I love him. But I think it would also be the one that I could like reasonably believe the most. We'll see.
Well, only got 1 week to find out.
Anything can happen.
Yep. We definitely know that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess, you know, tweet at us. Let us know if you have any sort of theories or premonitions of finale to come. Let us know what your weird expectations are for this episode, because it's bizarre. And I would love to read some stuff. And I think that'll do it. Right, Bob? No, yeah. No other thoughts?
No.
All right.
I mean, like I said, I could sit here for hours, but it ain't gonna
pan out that way.
No, definitely not.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's Legends edition of DC on RMD. And just get in touch with us on social media if you have any weird reminiscences for this upcoming episode at DC on RMD. And we will talk at you next week.
People want cuddles.